Radio Catskill, your community radio station. 30 years of public radio for the Catskills in Northeast Pennsylvania. Having a little bit of disruption to the news day today with a special breaking news from NPR with the Biden-Harris campaign making speeches there. And then we just had our work shift live with James B. Huntington. And now we've got our next live guest of the day already. This is Stephen Walker, Superintendent of Schools for Sullivan West Central School District, here to talk to us quick about reopening, trying to find out what the process will be in Sullivan West. So let's just go ahead and find out. Stephen Walker, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Jason. Thanks so much for having me back on.
So, and thank you for joining us again. What's your reaction to Governor Cuomo's announcement at the end of last week? Said, okay, what we thought was going to happen is going to happen. Schools are clear to reopen. So do you feel like you understand what this process is going to be like now?
I think the governor on Friday said exactly what we expected him to say and what we had planned for him to say, which was that schools can reopen for in-person instruction while still complying with all the requirements from the Department of Health related to social distancing and wearing of masks that are designed to provide for the safety of all of our students and staff. So expecting that was going to happen, we had created and already announced a hybrid model plan where about half of our students are physically in school each day. And by doing that, we're able to comply with the social distancing requirements and still provide what we believe will be a high-quality instructional experience for our students and a safe one for our students and staff.
If you could just explain to folks, how does that work with half the students there? Like, how just technically, how does that work?
Sure, and this is going to be a challenge, but we know that our teachers are ready to rise to this challenge. So about half of each regular classroom will be full. And so if you can envision, of course, a regular elementary or high school classroom that has between 20 and 25 students in it, we're aiming for about 50% capacity, having spaced out all of the desks to create that 6 feet of social distancing. And while that instruction is happening for our students in person, simultaneously students will be working on independent practice and other activities at home through distance learning. That'll be supported by other members of our teaching staff, by teaching assistants. And then there'll be a period of time at the end of each day after our in-person students leave when all of our regular teachers will be online through Zoom and through other management systems helping to support our at-home learners. So it's a very involved system. We've spent quite a long time putting it together, and we're proud of it. And we look forward to seeing how it works for our students starting in just a few weeks now.
And those half students, correct me if I'm wrong, but that means that half the students will be there for a week. And then the other half is the one that comes in for a week. So they swap every week, right?
No, we actually took a different approach. A priority for us was to make sure that we had the opportunity to physically, in person, see all of our students every week. So half of our students will be in person in school on Monday, Tuesdays. The other half will be in person on Thursdays and Fridays. Wednesdays will be a full day of at-home learning where we get in all of our teacher meetings and professional development as well as a thorough cleaning of each of our school buildings.
Wow. Okay. So that's an everyday rotate, basically going back and forth every day. That's an interesting way to build the week. How did you come up with that? Was this like a suggestion from the Department of Health or the Board of Ed? Did you see what other schools were doing? Is this just what you guys came up with on your own?
We came up with this on our own. We kind of went first, or nearly first in the county, in terms of announcing what our plan is. We felt from the beginning there were certain priorities that we needed to make sure we had, in addition, of course, to all of the requirements that we have to comply with from the Department of Health. We believe strongly it was important for us to physically see all of our students in school every week, and also to make sure that we strengthened our program in terms of the at-home learning from last spring. We know everyone struggled with being thrust into that at-home learning world last spring so quickly. Given the gift of time to plan it out and do it better, we have, and we will, and we put together a lot of opportunities for our teachers to continue to advance in that area, and we'll be rolling out new professional learning opportunities for our teachers as well as for our students and their parents and when we get back to school in September.
And now the follow-up for other things that the governor announced on Friday, just to say how the next week would go in terms of getting all school districts online with this. He said that the Department of Health would be checking each school's plan as of Monday, and that schools were obligated to set up a series of informational meetings with parents in the community, essentially. Where are you with both of those?
Sure. So yesterday we posted about a six-page frequently asked questions document on our website and sent that out to all of our parents as a way of continuing to provide them with some detailed information in response to most of the questions that we've been receiving. Tomorrow we'll be announcing a series of webinars where parents will have an opportunity to log on, and we will respond in real time to questions that they have sent in to us. And we'll be posting, recording all those and posting them to our website as an additional resource for parents. And we haven't heard anything from the Department of Health related to our plan not being acceptable. So at this point, we're in close contact with Nancy McGraw and the County Department of Health, and we're moving forward full steam ahead for September.
Now, what about those parents who may not feel comfortable about sending their children back to school during a pandemic that hasn't ended yet?
Right, and that's certainly very understandable, and we understand that there are going to be parents who are in that place, and we've given them the option to let us know that, and about 90 or so students, we think at this point, will be receiving full-time at-home learning as a result of requests from their parents, and so we're creating an addition to our at-home learning program that will support students who don't come to school at all in person, but instead would receive 5 days of at-home learning. So that's another wrinkle in our planning, but we'll make that work for those students and their families as well.
It's a whole other avenue of planning there. So nothing's easy about
yes,
this.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
No. But this is important work, as we all know. And while there's a lot of frustration around all of the uncertainty, both from parents, students, and from all of us who are having to make these decisions, we're proud of the work that's been done, and we're committed to making this the best year that it can be for all of our students and staff.
What have you found to be one of the more surprising things about this whole process? I guess if you were to explain to somebody in the community what you've done, what you think they might be most surprised to learn that you had to do.
I think it's just the idea that all of the things that you used to be able to take for granted, getting kids on a school bus, serving them lunch, having them come in every day, being able to give them a hug in the hallway, a high five, being able to have them work together in groups, to collaborate on a project, to go to gym class and change in the locker room and then work together on the basketball court. None of those things can happen in the same way anymore. So it's literally being put in a situation where you have to think through every decision that used to be a no-brainer, including how do we redo our bus routes, how do we help students learn how to wear masks, how do we teach faculty about how to best support students online, how do you run a high school when students can't regularly ask to access their lockers? All of those things were never conversations we would have conceived of having a year ago, and we had to have had all of them in depth in the past few months. So there's very little that we haven't talked through and discussed at great length, and now it's at a point where we will roll out this new plan in September, and we know that that will change too, whether it changes because of the virus or because of how we need to continue to adapt to best meet the needs of our students. This is an organic plan.
What's day one of classes at Sullivan West? What's that date?
Day one for students will be September 10th. Oh. The first 3 days of a session for us in September will be all professional development with teachers and with staff, taking them through all of the required health and safety protocols, as well as just how do you set up your classroom in a different way to allow for 6 feet of social distancing in classes that never had to have it before.
Wow.
There's a lot of upfront work that has to happen and happen well before the students arrive.
All right. Well, and I'll let people know that you've got information. If people need information about how the school district's doing anything, it's going to be up there at your website, swcsd.org. That's for Sullivan West Central School District, swcsd.org. Stephen Walker, Superintendent of Schools for Sullivan West, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Jason. Stay well.
And good luck. This is Radio Catskill. We are your community radio station, and we're going in for the top of the hour here at the end of hour two of All Things Considered. Thank you for listening.